This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Marketplace is launching a year-long look at education and technology. We're calling it Learning Curve. Adrian Hill is the lead reporter on the project. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Hey, David.
What are you up to here, my friend?
Well, we're going to look at all the ways technology is changing the way our kids are learning. We're going to talk about the great promises of all this educational technology and the peril of it. We're going to report on the way it's being used to help kids learn in different ways, things like personalized learning and all the data that's being gathered along the way.
And presumably how the money flows into what might call the ed tech industry?
There is a lot of money. We spend over $1 trillion with a T dollars on education in this country every year. And billions of that are going into technology. It's actually a number investors think could go up as much as 15% a year for a while. So lots of money here.
So quite a beat. But where do you start?
We start at the beginning. We're going to start with the history of machines in classrooms. The idea that technology is going to change schools isn't new. There was hype around film back in the 1920s, then radio, instructional television, microcomputers. The question is whether this time, this cycle of technology is any different. We're also collecting stories about our own early experiences with tech in the classroom. And I wonder, David, do you have any?
Well, I had a mother, Ruth Brancaccio, a teacher who used multimedia to teach junior high English. Huh. Super 8 film cameras. There was a open reel black and white video recorder. Now, it wasn't digital, but it was, in fact, tech in the classroom, I think. She used to leave the education magazine Media and Methods around the house, which I would devour.
Really? You'd read it?
I thought it was fascinating how, you know, you could play with stuff. It wouldn't just be books.
At what year was that again?
I don't know. It must be like 15 years before computers hit the classroom. Certainly the early 1970s.
Great. I love it. Add it to our Tumblr page.
All right. Sure will. Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
On the Marketplace PM show later today, Adrian will take a look at the checkered history of technology in schools. And we invite you to add your history with tech in schools to a timeline on the subject at marketplace.org, just like Adrian said. If you go to marketplace.org, look for the words learning curve, and it'll get you to the right place.